Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you live. Amen and hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. It is my prayer that you are being blessed on this Tuesday. On this Tuesday, shortly after noon, it is 12 o'clock, actually it's 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I tell you, the Lord is good and worthy to be praised. I love him, I love him, I love him with my whole heart, with all of my soul, with everything in me. I love him, amen. Do you love God on today? Do you love Jesus on today? Can I get a witness, amen? Can I get a witness? Amen and praise God. And I think sometimes we get so consumed with everything that is going on in our lives that we miss it. We really miss it. We miss the joy. And that's what I want to talk to you about on today, the joy of your salvation, the joy of the Lord. Amen. The joy of life, the sheer joy of being alive. Amen. Amen. And praise God. So I want to talk to some people today. Amen. I would invite you to call in. The call-in number is 646-652-4832. And the question of today is, how do you keep your joy? That's what I want to know today. How do you keep your joy? Amen, amen, and praise God. Let us pray. Father God, I praise your holy name. Lord, I worship you. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord, and I magnify your name on today. If I had 10,000 tongues, Lord, I could not praise you enough for who you are in my life and what you have done and what you continue to do, and yet what your promises are that you shall do. Lord, I stand in faith on your word. I believe in you and I love you and I bless you, and I'm so grateful to you for all that you are in my life. So, Lord, I ask that you consecrate this time, Lord, anoint this time, bless this time, Lord, that I spend here on Blog Talk Radio bringing the listeners power in the word. I pray, Father God, that your blessings be upon this time and each and every person that listens, each and every person that calls, and let them also be blessed. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. And praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord again. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you with power in the word. The call-in number is 646-652-4832, and I am, oh yes, I am, waiting for you to call. You can call in at any time. I gave you the number. You don't need a dime, and you can call me any time during this next 26 minutes. Today's program is Get Back Your Joy, and the question for today is, how do you keep your joy in spite of everything that goes on in life, in spite of the disappointments, in spite of the discouragement and frustration? On the last program, I talked about frustration. In spite of everything that could go wrong in your life and everything that has gone wrong, I want to know, are you still joyful? Have you lost your joy? And if you have not lost your joy, I want to know, how do you keep your joy? And if you have lost your joy, I want to encourage you to get back your joy. Amen. Get back your joy. Amen. And praise God. The weather here is phenomenal. It is just incredible. It's like 50 degrees here in New Jersey. I'm in New Jersey, and I walked outside today to take my daughter to school. I was amazed at how beautiful the weather is. So many people complain about the weather during this time of the year, especially on those cold days, but I'm rejoicing because it is nice outside. Amen. But let me tell you, I woke up with a new spring in my step on today. I feel good. I feel good today. Amen. I just want to testify, I am full of the joy of the Lord today, and I'm just basking in his presence on today. And I just want to encourage you to just take some time. take some time out to begin again to experience the goodness of the Lord, to experience the joy of the Lord. Some of us are just too busy. Some of us are just too busy. And that was me. I was just too busy. And we have a tendency to get busy when life gets hard. When life gets difficult, what we do is we get busy. And that busyness sometimes pulls us away from the presence of the Lord. Because remember that God is going to take care of everything that you need to have taken care of anyway. Amen. God's promises are sure. He has assured you that as you delight yourself in Him, that He will give you the desires of your heart. And the Bible tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. The Bible also tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 1, that as we delight ourselves on the word of the Lord, meditating on that word day and night, that we will be like a tree planted by streams of living water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever you do will prosper, amen, as long as you do not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But if you keep your delight in the law of the Lord, and on that law you meditate day and night, there's a promise attached to that, that you will be like that tree planted by water, and you will be soaking up the blessings, amen, the blessings from the ground of the Lord, the solid rock of Christ, amen, that we stand on. That's the only soil that I want to stand on. All of the ground, as the psalmist said, all of the ground is sinking sand, amen. But there's a blessing when you stand on the firm foundation of Jesus Christ, amen, that you will bring forth fruit in your season, and whatsoever you do shall prosper, amen. But we have to stay connected. You have to stay connected. Sometimes your joy will dry up. Sometimes your joy will dry up because you have lost the divine connection. Not that God is not still with you, but you are not living your life in the Spirit, in the presence of the Most High God. Amen. And how do you stay in His presence? By staying in His Word, as the Psalm tells us so clearly. That if you meditate on the law day and night, then there's some stuff that's going to spring up on the inside of you. Amen. The fruit of the Spirit is joy, peace, patience, love, self-control. You know, when you think about the fruit of the Spirit, you're going to bear some fruit, amen, and that's from the book of Galatians, chapter 5. You're going to bear some fruit in your life as you walk with the Lord. Let me tell you, I want to have it broken down today. We know the scripture. We know all of the scriptures. The joy of the Lord is my strength. There's fullness of joy in the presence of the Lord. You know, we know the scriptures. But I want some people to call me today at 646-652-4832. And if you would be so courageous as to call me and tell me how you keep your joy, or even tell me what you've been going through. Maybe you need prayer. I will be more than happy to pray with you and help you to just reconnect with the joy of the Lord. Amen. The things in this world can only bring you temporary pleasure. Another reason that we lose our joy is because we begin to look in the wrong places for satisfaction. We begin to look for love in all of the wrong places. We look for people to affirm us in all of the wrong places. We look for validation in all of the wrong places. We look for joy and happiness in all of the wrong places. A lot of the times, those places are affiliated with people. So we go to people and we allow people to give us joy that's temporal, happiness that's temporal, that passes away when those people withdraw their support from us, or when people withdraw their friendship from us, or when they withdraw their approval. That's a good one right there. When people withdraw their approval from us, then we have a tendency now to lose the joy, what we thought was joy, which was only a temporal condition of happiness, but we lose what we thought we had gained because, look, men and women, people can only give you but so much happiness. And when they become your source, guess what? God is not going to be too pleased with that, so he's not going to allow that to remain as a permanent condition in your life. Our God is a jealous God, amen, and he will shift things. He will allow things to be shifted so that you can see that man is not your source, woman is not your source. And so many of us have been unhappy, or we are unhappy, and we have lost our joy because we've misplaced our focus and we've given the power to people when really God is the only one who has the power. You really can't take that power away from God, amen, and it's all for your good. It's for his glory and for your good, amen. People will disappoint you. Let me tell you, some of you are married and you are just in a state of, I don't know where I'm going right now. I don't know what to do. I'm not happy in this marriage. I don't even know if I want to be married anymore. I'll give you a secret. I'll give you a key to getting some joy right in the midst of that mess, right in the midst of that situation. What you can do, what you could do, what I would do, and this is good advice, what I would do and what I have done in your position is put your focus on the Lord. I put my focus back on Jesus. The Bible tells us to keep our minds stayed on Christ, and he will protect your mind and he will protect your spirit. He will keep you and protect your heart and keep you in perfect peace. I pray that this is making sense to someone. This is on my heart. Again, I don't come with paper. I don't come with something rehearsed. I'm speaking to you from my heart because I've been walking in the dark place. And I know that some of you are walking in the dark place, and I want to talk to you today about getting back your joy. Get back your joy. Get back your joy. Getting back your joy. And you have to get back to God. You have to come back to God. Begin to meditate on the Word of God. Begin to meditate on the goodness of God. Remember that Jesus Christ died for you because God loves you that much. Jesus loves you that much. He loves you like that he died so that you could have life eternally and life more abundantly so that you could have a better quality of life. Some of you out there who will listen to this have delegated your quality of life to the hands of someone else, and you've given the power for your joy to a human being, and I want you to get back your joy. I want you to go back into the enemy's camp and take back your joy. Some of you have given your joy over to your circumstances. Some of you have given your joy over to that unpleasant marriage, and again, I talked about marriage. I've been there. I have the most wonderful husband in the world, but there were times when I didn't feel that way. There were times when I was not happy. There were times when, man, I just wanted to throw up my hands and quit. Amen. But God, can you say, but God? But God kept me in this marriage, and I am so happy that I did not give up. I'm so happy that I did not quit. I'm so happy that I stayed in that marriage. Amen. Amen, and praise God. So I'm still waiting for you to call me just to give a testimony as to how God kept you through a situation, how you got back your joy. If you haven't gotten back your joy, I want to pray with you. I'm going to pray with you, and we're going to break some yokes in your life for you to get back your joy. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Or you may be in a situation or circumstances that are not pleasant, and you might not see a way out. And I want to assure you that there is a way out. I want to give you some practical steps. The first thing that I want to do is have you to look at your life. Take a look at your life. What is going on? What exactly is going on to bring you so much sorrow? What has happened? Where did the joy go? What is going on? Look at your life and ask the questions. Ask the hard questions. What is really going on here? Am I in a relationship with someone who doesn't love me? Someone who cannot love me? Am I having problems in my marriage because of something in me that needs to change? And let me just talk about that relationship thing. So many of us end up in relationship with people who are emotionally unavailable to us. That means that we know that this person cannot love us and will not love us. And why do we keep being in a relationship with them? Because we don't really love ourselves enough to believe that we deserve better. I want to encourage you today that you do deserve better. And if you're in one of those relationships and you're not married, if you're in a relationship with a man or a woman who does not appreciate you, who only sees you when the lights go out, and then they're not really seeing you, but they're really getting what they can get from you. And you may say, well, I'm getting something too. But what are you really getting? It's temporary. It's temporal. And you're going to feel worse the next day when you know that you're giving yourself away to someone who can't give back to you. I'm serious about this because too many people are in relationships that are bringing them down. But I'm not talking about marriage now. Let's go to marriage. If it is a marriage and you are not happy, think about it. Who did I marry? And is that person still here? Who did I marry and is that person still here? And then what went wrong in this marriage? What happened that now this marriage is not bringing me the joy that it used to bring me? Who changed? Chances are that you both change. Chances are that you both change from being hypocrites, play actors, in order to get married, in order to catch that person or hook that person. You change from that into who you really are. I know that's a lot, but you really do know that we're on our best behavior when we're dating, right? So if you found out that you married somebody that you didn't think you married, then guess what? Welcome to the club, because we all marry the person that we think that person is, as opposed to the real person. So now guess what? You're married to the real person. We have to deal with it now. You have to deal with it because you married that person. Amen. So what can you do to change your marriage? What can you do to change your marriage? The thing that you can do to change your marriage in order to get back your joy is to change yourself. Change yourself. Go into some serious personal development tactics. In other words, what can you do to make yourself the best person that you can be? I'm not talking about religion right now. I'm talking about personal development. Can you have a better attitude? Can you be more positive instead of negative? Have a more positive outlook on life and your relationship and your marriage than you do? Can you be nicer? Are these things that you can do to make life better, to make your marriage better? Can you be a friend to your spouse like you used to be? You know, what can you do to make things better? And that applies to your business as well. Maybe your business is a drag. Maybe you're not enjoying being in the career that you're in anymore. Maybe ministry is a drag. Maybe you're in ministry and this ministry thing is weighing you down, especially if you're looking at the headlines and what's going on around us, how people are falling from grace. Men and women of God who are called of God, ordained of God, but they're being tripped up by sin. And that can take your joy, especially if you're a co-laborer with those people who are having a difficult time keeping their footing. Or maybe you're one of those people who keep falling no matter how hard you try. You keep falling, but you know that God has called you to do ministry. Again, I'm going to tell you a secret. Get back into the face of God, not so that you can do ministry, but so that you can be built up in your inner man. Listen, listen to me. Listen, I need you to hear this. What you feed grows. What you feed grows. If you're feeding the flesh will ultimately grow bigger than the spirit, and the flesh will begin to take over and have dominion in your life. But with that comes sorrow. With that comes a loss of your joy. I'm talking to you today about getting back your joy. So if you're having difficult time and you dwell on the difficulties, then guess what? That's dwelling in the flesh, and the flesh will take over. By the same token, if you're having difficulty and you dwell on the promise, if you dwell on the hope that is to be found in Christ Jesus, now the spirit begins to grow. If you don't see negativity with more negativity like worry and doubt, but if instead you feed that difficulty with positive stuff, whatsoever things are good, of a good report, praiseworthy, noble, whatsoever things are positive, if you feed that difficult situation with good things and also put your mind back on Jesus Christ and the sacrifice that was made for you, yeah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That brought me right back into to the proper perspective right there. When I thought about Jesus and the fact that he died for my sins, amen, that this situation and the circumstances in my life are not permanent, that they're temporal, and that they're not unto death, hallelujah. When I thought about that, then it brought me more joy than I can even explain to you. It brought me back into the spirit realm, amen. The fact that for Christ I live and for Christ I die, and that nothing else really matters but Jesus Christ, amen. We've gotten so lost, hallelujah. We've gotten so distracted, and a lot of that is because we're leaning into intellect. We want to know the word. We want to be able to do an exegesis of the word. You know, we want to be able to expound on the word of God. Some of us are teachers, we're preachers, we're ministers, we're evangelists, we're prophets, we're pastors. Amen. We're apostles, and we have to study to show ourselves approved. But do not, man of God, woman of God, do not forsake your relationship with Christ. Do not forsake your relationship with Jesus Christ. Do not forsake your relationship with God. Do not put to the side your relationship with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Do not prostitute your position. Amen. Hallelujah. Do not take for granted the Most High God and the fact that we have the first and foremost, before we do anything else, we have to be in relationship with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I have 6 more minutes to be here. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you with power in the word, and it is my prayer that you're reminded of the joy that's been set before you through your salvation. Look, it could be worse. You know, you could not have a job if you're having unhappiness on the job. You could not have a job. And if you don't have a job, you could be homeless on the streets. You know, just think about it. It could be worse. For so many people, it is worse. You go outside and take a walk, and you'll be able to see there are some people out there on drugs. Maybe you need to take a drive, and that's a good thing if they're not drug addicts right outside of your door. Maybe you need to take a drive and go through the hood where you used to live and be reminded of what God has done for you and how far he's brought you. Or maybe you don't even need to leave your house. Maybe you need to just look back over your life. Think things over. Think about what God has already done for you. Think about where he's brought you from. Think about how he picked you up out of your sin and dusted you off. Think about how my God, think about even after you have those abortions that God let you have a baby of your own. Think about the fact that even though you had those abortions and you might not have a child and you wanted a child, think about the fact that you didn't die for that sin, that you're still alive, amen, that you're still alive and that God gives you so much joy sometimes. Some days, your good days outnumber your bad days, amen, amen, hallelujah. I just want to put you in remembrance this week after Thanksgiving and as we go into the Christmas season when we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to put you in remembrance of the joy that's been set before you. Amen. Amen and praise God. And you still have 3 minutes to call in. The number is 646-652-4832. I'm caught up in the spirit, man. I am so happy. I'm so filled with joy because I was a wretch, you know, just lost and turned out, lost my way, didn't know which way to turn, giving away love to people, men that couldn't love me back, giving away my body and my soul, everything, my hope, you know, putting it in the hands of people, waiting for people to validate me. I've been abused and misused and molested and walked out on and abandoned and talked about and persecuted and, you know, all kinds of stuff. You know, my name has been dragged through the mud. You know, people have looked on my gifts with disdain. I have been counted out. Oh, yes, even I have been counted out. But, God, I've been disappointed and discouraged and distressed and frustrated. But God has given me back my joy, and I want to encourage you in the Lord today to say, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, because the Bible tells us that those who wait on the Lord shall mount up on wings as eagles. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're not going to fall. You're not going under. You will continue to press forward, and you shall not grow weary. God has you. You have to abide in the secret place of the Most High. Take your refuge in God. I'm so happy today. I'll tell you, it's been 5 months of uncertainty, 5 months of, I feel like crying for joy right now, 5 months of not knowing how I was going to feel in the morning, 5 months of not wanting to go to bed because I didn't want to wake up and feel the sense of hopelessness the next morning that I had been feeling. But God has given me back my joy. I've been waiting for this time. And I'm overwhelmed right now. I tell you, I'm crying because I've been waiting for this time when my joy would come back. But God's word is true. God's word is true. And then he said that weeping may endure for a night, but joy, real joy, really does come in the morning. And this joy that I have right now, people of God, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. And I want to encourage you today as I'm walking this thing out to get back your joy. Get back your joy. Repent. If you've sinned, if you've fallen from grace, repent. Ask God to forgive you, and he will. If you have been walking through a hard time, maybe you're in grief, maybe you're grieving the loss of a loved one, or you're having a hard time in marriage, rejoice, because God's going to create something wonderful out of this whole situation. God's going to do it. Oh, yes, and he's catching every tear. God has caught every tear, amen, and cry out to him. He hears you, amen. Draw near to God. Resist the evil one. He will flee. The devil's been riding your back. Draw near to God. Your ministry seems like it's fruitful, like you're not getting any fruit from your ministry. Keep pressing forward. Be diligent earnestly work unto the Lord, earnestly seek his face. Don't give up. Don't you dare give up. Don't give up. Press, press, press forward and take back your joy. Amen and praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you in your walk. Do something differently today. Get up off of your bed of affliction and move forward in the power of his might. You don't have to do it. It's not by your might, not by your power, but by his spirit that he's going to move you from that place called Lodabar. Amen. From that low place where you don't think that you're worthy. Guess what? You are worthy. You're wonderfully and fearfully made, and God still has a great plan for your life, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope for your future. So press on, my sister. Press on, my brother, in the power of his might, and get back your joy. Amen and praise God. This has been Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you with power in the word. You can join me on MySpace, myspace.com/ Pastor Rebecca Simmons. You can go to my website at nccmradio.com to see what's going on with me. If you want to be a blessing to me, support this ministry by sowing into this ministry at nccmradio.com. Or you can even buy one of my books. That is another way to sow into this ministry and to be a blessing to yourself or to someone else by giving the gift of one of my books. Amen and praise God. In the near future, I will be back next Tuesday with Power in the Word. In the meantime, remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. Go back out there and get back your joy. And remember, my brother, remember, my sister, that God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.